and left his company to travel alone to the Jagannath temple. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Jagannath temple and saw Lord Jagannath, he immediately lost his senses. So described later on also in detail about this breaking of the danda. And in Chaitanya Bhagavad, this is also given, the story also in a lot of detail. There was many things happened after. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das Thakur, they repeatedly say that these pastimes are unlimited, unfathomable, that even within an hour of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Ananta Shesha could not describe that. An hour. So many amazing things would happen at every moment. Well, imagine. So, I mean, imagine means we get an idea, a glimpse. So that mentioned how in Advaita Acharya's house, that's also given in more detail later on in this book, and also in Chaitanya Bhagavat, all the pastimes that occurred, or some of the pastimes that had occurred. And devotees headed by Advaita Acharya and Sachimata, when they heard that the Lord had taken sannyas and gone away to Vrindavan, they heard first. Then they started to fast. And it so happened that after, when he finally did come back, he sent, I forgot who, to maybe Mukunda, to tell the devotees that he would actually return to Navadvip, to Mayapur. But they had been fasting for like 12 days. They were ready to give up their body, just lying around like, they had no will to live. Not seeing and not thinking that Nimai Pandit as a sannyasi was going to return at all. But they were very, very disturbed. And there was some voice from the sky that informed Advaita Acharya that, no, he is coming here. You give up your fasting, he's returning here. So, and then there was a huge festival where Sachimata is described. She cooked so many things. And finally he got permission to go to Puri from Sachimata. And it was described that Puri is like another room in the same house, that Puri and Navadvip were like, so that at least his mother would get always some word, people coming back and forth, and they would tell his pastimes. So this is an important thing. And then when he finally left, nobody wanted to stay there. They were all following, many people following the Lord to Puri. Finally, he just said, you have to go, and you know, I'm leaving. He only took with him that time when he was on his way to Puri. He had Mukunda, Jagadananda, Gadadhar, Nityananda, Brahmananda, like that. 5-6 devotees. And they had so many things going on. They came to Chhatra Bhog, which is one place. There's a Shiva temple was there. Ambulinga, and the Lord Chaitanya told the whole story there about how this place was not different from Lord Shiva, how Lord Shiva had come there and merged with the Ganga, and there was many, many places, the rivulets, parts of the Ganga there, an ecstatic place. And the whole time, Lord Chaitanya was in total ecstasy. First, he asked the devotees, these 5-6 devotees that were there, he said, so any of you have brought some provisions for bhoga, something for taking, eating? So they were like looking at each other and like, no, we didn't bring anything. But he was just testing them because actually, he said, that's good. One shouldn't worry about this. If it is written, he said, if it is written that one will get his prasad, then he will get it. And if he won't, he won't. Even if one is very rich, very wealthy person, and he thinks he can eat unlimitedly, it will come about that he will get very angry and he won't be able to eat. In anger, he'll refuse to eat. And even if one is very poor, he will get his food. Then even if one is also very rich, he may become diseased and he also won't be able to eat. So therefore, they were just begging alms like that, begging alms. Actually, it happened. When this danda was broken. Jagadananda was holding the danda the whole time. So at one point, Jagadananda went to beg some alms, and he gave the danda to Nityananda. So Nityananda was sitting, looking at the danda, and he thought, "That person that I'm carrying in my heart Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha Krishna himself. He's carrying a danda? What is the use? He thought it was kind of funny, so he just broke the danda. There's no big thing for him. He's Nityananda, he's Balaram. He just, and that was it. Then when Jagadananda came back, and he like couldn't believe the danda was broken. He said, "What happened?" Then he said, "The person who carried the danda broke the danda. That's all." Then Chaitanya Prabhu came from bathing in the river, and he saw the danda broken. And he said, "What happened here?" He said the same thing. He said, "Don't worry, the danda's broken. You know, whoever broke it also, it's his danda. Doesn't matter. What do you care?" Like that. So Lord Chaitanya was feigning anger, according to the descriptions. He looked angry. He said, "Okay, I'm getting out of here. You guys are you're supposed to be helping me and maintain my sannyas, but I see this is, you can't do that. You know, you're not able to. So either you go ahead or I'm going to go ahead," and like that. They said, "Okay, you go ahead." So, also, they came to a toll booth. One of the things that happened, when many things, so millions of things, but they came to one toll booth, and the Chhatrabhoga, it was declared to be very dangerous, and the devotees were informing the Lord that nowadays there's this big rivalry between, well, I guess, I don't know, it was called Bengal and Orissa, but these two states were fighting. It was like a war, and there were many dacoits, extremely dangerous. But at that time, a fellow named Ramachandra Khan, and I really don't think it's the same Ramachandra Khan, because he was a governor, and he came there, and he was a devotee, a brahmana, it's described, although he was acting as a governor. And he was so attracted to Mahaprabhu, he just came off his horse or whatever he had, and he was paying obeisances, and he said, "What can I do?" And it was an ecstasy, seeing the Lord. The Lord was always exhibiting this ecstasy. He said, "What can I do?" So Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, by the way, you know, you could get us across this river. It's supposed to be dangerous. They say it's dangerous. I'm not worried, but everybody else seems to be worried," like that. So he said, yes, I'll arrange. So he brought one boat, and he had some other boats. So when they boarded the boat, it became night. And as they were on the boat, Mahaprabhu had them all chanting very loudly. But the boatman was like completely, you know, freaking out. He knows it was very dangerous. He said, "Can you guys just tone it down? I mean, this is crazy. There's all kinds of, not only there's dacoits everywhere, but there's tigers and alligators and there's all kinds of things. Please, please." But Mahaprabhu said, "What are you worried about?" He's just chanting very loudly, and the boatman, you know, had to live with it. So when they got there, very safely, of course. And there was an instance where they got to this toll, and the toll booth man, seeing the Lord, he was kind of overwhelmed, and he said, "Well," he saw the Lord just crying in ecstasy, and he said, "Okay, just go, you know." So then the other devotees were there, and he asked Mahaprabhu, "Who were these guys?" He said, "I don't know them." He said, "I have nothing to do with them. I'm independent. I have nothing to do with anybody." Instead of just saying they were. So he stopped them, and he said, you guys are going to have to pay the toll. You know, you're just, he can go, he's a sannyasi, but I'm not going to let, you guys have to pay the toll. So at that time, the toll man, he looked over at some distance, the Lord had sat down, just sat down, and he was exhibiting this, you know, he was just so charismatic and crying in ecstasy, and the tears were just flowing like anything. And the toll man, he became completely astonished. He himself went into ecstasy, and he just said, "Okay." And they said, no, we're actually taking care. We're supposed to be taking care of him. You know, we're his men. I don't know why he said that, but... And he said, "Okay, just go, you know. I've become so fortunate just seeing the Lord today, you know." This would happen repeatedly. Any village where the Lord would go, he'd go to a temple. Many times it would be a Shiva temple, and everyone would be in ecstasy. They'd give him prasad, and it would be some prasad, or he'd beg alms at someone's house. And So these things are going on in this sannyas pastime. So we're going to read all these verses today. Okay. Of course, when he got to this Madhavendrapuri, you know, he told a story. And then Nityananda told one of the stories. Kshetra Gopinath, that's all described in great detail about Sakshi Gopal and how Sakshi Gopal, we heard that recently. After, so this is verse 99. Sarvaboma loya gela apana bhavan tritya prahare prabohaila chetan. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Lord Jagannath in the temple and fell down unconscious, Sarvaboma Bhattacharya took him to his home. The Lord remained unconscious until the afternoon when he finally regained his consciousness. So that's a very important pastime. It's summed up here in one verse, just imagine. But basically, of course, when the Lord got to the Puri temple and he saw Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, he wanted to embrace them. But then he was trying to hold back, and he was trying to think, I want to embrace him. So he just fainted there in ecstasy. And he was exhibiting all these symptoms first. And just then, Sarvaboma came to the temple, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainted completely. We read that in detail. And Sarvaboma, being an expert pundit, he put some cotton. First he saw the symptoms, then he saw him faint. He thought, well, he could have died, but then Sarvaboma, not being a pure devotee at the time, being, you know, exactly a pure devotee, he actually has his eternal lila with Lord Chaitanya, but he was exhibiting this mood of being a Mahapandit. He stopped these guards, these stupid guards, they wanted to beat the Lord or something. It's still very kind of heavy duty, I guess. They had sticks, Mahaprabhu, and Sarvaboma said, wait, hang on, just carry him to my house, please. So as they were carrying, it's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that they were like little ants carrying a big grain of rice or something over their heads, and they were holding and passing, and everyone was feeling great ecstasy carrying the Lord. And then he stayed unconscious, or at least externally unconscious, for like 9 hours. And the devotees came there, caught up with him, and Sarvaboma asked them also go see Jagannath like that. They wanted to see Jagannath, but then when the guards saw them, they said, look, last time you're a Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, whatever, he fainted and he caused a big disturbance. So you please control yourselves. If you come in our temple, we don't want any of this kind of, you know, fainting and all these. They said, okay, don't worry, we'll be able to. So then Mahaprabhu was very submissively, he said, I've come just to see you, Sarvaboma. I wanted to see you and take instruction from you. So you please, you give me instruction. I have just taken sannyas. I don't know what is really the goal. Why? I don't know why I've taken sannyas. So Sarvaboma, he started to say, yes, actually you're a very ecstatic person. I've heard of you. I've heard all about you. So, but I don't understand, why did you take sannyas? He said, taking sannyas is not recommended. Because a sannyasi, he is supposed to be so humble, and he's supposed to, he was quoting Bhagavatam also, Sarvaboma. He quoted 11th canto describing that one who is in a renounced order, he should see all living entities equally, whether it's a cow or a dog or a dog eater like that, and different things. Quoted several verses, 4th canto, 11th canto. He quoted Bhagavad Gita. And he said, but we see that mostly all the sannyasis become very puffed up. And they don't want to bow to anybody. They're supposed to be bowing to every single living entity. But we see that they don't bow to anybody. They become very puffed up, all Narayan, Narayan, like that. Then he quoted Shankaracharya. He said, Shankar has even written that, my Lord, just as in the ocean, there are waves, but the wave can never be compared to the ocean. the ocean can, obviously controls the wave. It's much greater than a small, tiny wave. So similarly, we're all like tiny parts. He quoted a verse. So even Shankara has written like this. But we see the sannyasis, they have no humility. So I don't understand why you've taken it. You're so young. You were supposed to take sannyas after 3/4 of your life is gone. And you have taken here 24. It's not recommended. So Chaitanya was, but yes, you instruct me, please. He said, can you instruct me about the Atmarama verse? And he quoted that verse. And we read a long explanation in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you read both books, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat, you get a good idea of what was going on. A nice idea, anyway. So Lord Chaitanya heard from him and his explanation of the Atmaramas Chamuneo verse, Kurvanti Haitukim Bhakti Tambu Dugunohari. And Sarvabhauma was known as practically the greatest pundit. He was the greatest pundit in that part of India, at least, in that whole kingdom, in Puri. So, and Puri was well known. So he explained in 13 different ways. And it actually, in Chaitanya, we understand that it went on for a week. Went on for a week. At the end of it, Mahaprabhu said, that's, he didn't say anything really. And then Sarvabhauma said, well, I don't know, you're just sitting here listening, but I don't know, did you hear what I gave so many detailed explanations and Vedanta Sutra. I gave so many things. You didn't say one thing. And you, he said, well, I understood what you said, Atmarama. I understood Vedanta Sutra. I understood Bhagavatam. I understand everything, but not the way you're explaining it. I mean, these things are like the sun. They're clear to me. But you give the explanation, becomes like a cloud. So you're like making things not so clear. So then he started to explain. At one point, Lord Chaitanya came, was there, and he exhibited his Sadbuddha form to Sarvabhauma. And we all know that shows Taktva Sudusha Sarepchita Raja Lakshmi Dharmi. It's described in the 11th canto that he's showing his form as Ram, as Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, holding the kamandalu, holding the danda, the ekadanda, holding the flute with two hands, and holding the bow and arrow like that. So when Sarvabhauma saw that, had his darshan of the Sadbuddha, he fainted in ecstasy. And after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought him back to external consciousness, and he said, so you think I'm qualified to take sannyas now, Sarvabhauma? You think I'm... You said, I shouldn't have taken, but do you think, maybe? He said, but one thing is, you can't tell anyone about this form. Of course, somehow we know about it, that you've seen this. Many times Lord Chaitanya told that. Don't tell anyone. No, Sarvabhauma had this starch on a Sadbuddha. And at that time, he instantly composed his 100 verses, two of which are, we have all the verses, but two of which are always quoted in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kalam Nashtan Bhakti Yogam Nijanya Paduskartam Shri Krishna Chaitanya. That verse described that after a long time, and in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya has appeared. Liyatam Chitta Bringa. And he's praying that his mind will become like a bee and take shelter of these lotus feet. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shri Shri Kartam Eka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shri Dari Kipambu Diyas Tamaham Pabadye. These two, the most famous verses. That you have come and manifest pure devotional service to yourself. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. By this Bhakti Yoga, one automatically gets what the greatest kings of the yogis have struggled for millenniums and lifetimes to get. Vairagya Vidya, pure knowledge of Krishna, and a detachment of course. So in this way, he recited his verses. And he became a staunch devotee, great devotee of Chaitanya Prabhu after that. Of course, there was some in between where Gopinath Acharya, who was his brother-in-law, was telling him that, no, Chaitanya Prabhu is Lord. He's the Lord himself. He's not an ordinary sannyasi. So anyway, we'll continue to, we can do these other verses up to 112. Lord Chaitanya bestowed his mercy upon Sarvabhauma by showing him his original form as the Lord. After bestowing mercy on Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord started for southern India. When he came to Kurukshetra, he delivered a person named Vasudeva. So we know Vasudeva the leper. And Kurukshetra also, he met a brahmana named Korma. And that is a very famous pastime, that the Korma brahmana became so enamored and attracted and attached to the Lord immediately. He wanted to give up his family. He said, forget it, I'm coming with you. And he came, we followed him for a long ways. And finally, Mahaprabhu said, no. There's no need to come with me. You can stay with your family. You become guru. You deliver everyone. This is my order. And as far as the material energy disturbing you, that what is that verse? Anyway, he said, it will not disturb you. These waves of the material energy. Etai pabe mor sangha. These waves, not only they'll not disturb you, but you'll get my association wherever you are. Pabe mora sangha, you'll always have my association. This is a Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to everyone. That if Jari Dego Tarikar, you preach, take his order on your head, become guru. Guru, anyone who preaches is guru. Prabhupada used to say the three-year-old girl was a guru. Not that she was initiating hundreds of people. She certainly didn't. But still, she is guru. So Prabhupada gave instruction, gave very good example, clear example what is a guru. There's nothing, you can't, it's unarguable. If a three-year-old girl said, do you know who Krishna is? She was saying to people. Like that. So it was a very famous pastime. So Vasudeva, he was a brahmana. He had leprosy. He was a great devotee, actually. Somehow or other, he heard that Mahaprabhu was there at the Korma. He knew the Korma brahmana. But he got there, Mahaprabhu had already left. So he felt himself so unfortunate. And this Brahmin was so advanced, this devotee, Vasudeva the leper, that this is a qualification to get the association of Lord Chaitanya. He would pick up the worms that would fall out of his sores, not thinking that this is a body, that it should be cured or anything, and he would put them back. Oh, this is your place of feeding on my sores. He put them back. I mean, to us, it's like, we say it, but I don't know how many people would do that. He would do that. So he fainted, having missed the association of Mahaprabhu. At that time, Mahaprabhu knew he was there. He came all the way back, seeing Vasudeva the leper, and described that one of his names of Vasudeva, Amritapra, that he got the eternal, the Amrita nectar of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. At that time, his leprosy went far away. Was gone. He had a golden body like a demigod. And he saw himself. Well, imagine that. So he started quoting verses. He quoted one famous verse that Sudama Vipra had, when Lord Chaitanya had embraced him. Kvaham daridra papyan sha kva krishna niketana. Who am I? I'm so fallen. Brahma Bandhurati Smaham. I'm simply the friend of a Brahmin. He didn't Sudhamavipra didn't even think himself a Brahmin, but the friend of a Brahmin. This was his great qualification also. You know, so Vasudeva the leper was quoting that verse and just extolling the glories of the Lord like anything. And he expressed that he thought, well, now that I've become cured, I've gotten your association, there's no question now I'll become so puffed up. You've cured me, people will hear about it. He said, don't worry, you won't become puffed up. Always chant the holy name, Lord Chaitanya's prescription to most everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. You chant the holy name, Maha Mantra, and I guarantee you'll remain humble and material energy will not attack you. So the pastime of Vasudeva the leper was summarized thusly. After visiting Kurukshetra, the Lord visited the South Indian temple Jyada Nrisimha and offered his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva. On his way, he introduced the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in every village. Pate pate grame grame nama pravartan. Catchy little phrase. Jyada Nrisimha koila Nrisimha stavan. Pate pate grame grame nama pravartan. 104. Godavari Tirubani Vrindavana Brahm Brahmananda Roy Saha Tahai Milam. Once the Lord mistook the forest on the bank of the river Godavari to be Vrindavan. In that place he happened to meet Ramananda Roy. So happened to meet means that while he was in leaving Puri with Sarvabhauma, had become in that time had become a great devotee himself. Previously he described that Sarvabhauma described himself as like a jackal. Shrigal Jackal, Shrigal Karkik Seagull, Sange, Bo Bo Kori. He said, accompanied by other jackals of logic, I simply crowing like a jackal, rah, rah, like that, he said. And how did they make the noise? Anyways, rah, rah. Yeah, right, that's true. But in Chaitanya Rita, Kaviraj Goswami says B-H-E-U, most people would probably know what he meant. Anyway, but he had become a great devotee. So he said, previously I used to make fun of Ramananda Roy. I thought he was just some sentimentalist. But now I realized, and he's the governor of Madras, practically the whole section of South India. Although he was a Kayasta in those days in that section, a Kayasta, anyone who was not a Brahmin was a Sudra. Well, he was the governor, but he was still considered a Sudra. So he said, please, when you're traveling there, when you go to Vidyanagara, you must meet Ramananda Roy. He knows the limit of the mellows. I didn't understand it, how important it was before, but now after getting your mercy, now I can understand. So he was very insistent. Of course, the Lord, he's independent, he knows. So when he came to this river Godavari, he was thinking, he was in such ecstasy, exhibiting such symptoms of ecstasy, paralysis, and it's described, you know, as stunned in ecstasy. We know that Lord Chaitanya's symptoms. So he took a bath, he sat down by the side of the river some distance, and he was just simply sitting there chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in ecstasy. Then Ramananda came. Ramananda was the governor, he's surrounded by 1,000 people, it's described, and many brahmanas chanting various hymns and shlokas and and many other attendants and soldiers, chariots like that, horses, some elephants. He came on palanquin, carried. So that time Ramananda and the others could also see Chaitanya was sitting at a distance, and they were all very attracted like that. So Ramananda, he took bath and then he went over to embrace Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they both became very, very ecstatic. And the people were wondering, the brahmanas and the kshatriyas and all these, they're called vijatiya. They're external persons. Although they were purified seeing the Lord, still they're considered, they're not, only Ramananda is considered svajati, or the intimate associate. So while they were embracing in ecstasy and people were wondering what's going on. He's a sannyasi, And he is a Sudra, he may be the governor, but we don't understand, they couldn't understand. It was just something bewildering to them. So they both kind of checked their ecstatic symptoms, and then Ramananda invited the Lord for lunch, and then after that, they at lunch, and they spoke back and forth. We know it was such a great conversation, Ramananda Sambhag, and Chaitanya Prabhu actually was asking him questions, asking Ramananda Roy questions, and the first few questions he asked, he described them that were external. Go on, Age Kohe. Go on, go on. This is external, Bahia. Until he started to get closer, he quoted Sarva Dharmam. He said, that's not so important. Sarva Dharmam Parichacha. Finally, he was leading up into all the glories of Radharani, and Mahaprabhu was asking him more and more intimate questions, and Ramananda Roy said, no one asks questions like this. It's like inconceivable, and he was going on. Anyway, I'm speaking, but you're the one who's answering all the questions. I'm getting all this information from you. I don't know anything. Actually, Ramananda Roy is Vishaka, so he's in the role sometimes instructing Radharani, so he can do like that. So after that, then Ramananda Roy got permission to quit his job as governor, big deal, and from Prataparudra, who was already totally in love with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, yeah, you can quit, no big deal. And he gave him practically full severance pay for the rest of his life. And he came to, well, we know that later when he came to Puri, stayed with the Lord, one of the most intimate associates. So we're going to read up to a few more verses. Trimala Tripadishtan Koyalo Darashan Saravatra Karilo Krishna Nama Pracharan. He visited the places known as Tirumala and Tirupati, where he extensively preached the chanting of the Lord's holy name, purport. This holy place is situated in the district of Tanjore, Chittor, South India. The temple of Tirupati is situated in the valley of Venkatachala. Venkatachala. Actually, it's a tweaked version of Vaikuntha, and contains a deity of Ramchandra. On top of Venkatachala is the famous temple of Balaji. 106. Tabita Pashandi Gane Karilo Dalan Ahobala Nashingadi Koilo Darashan. After visiting the temples of Tirumala and Tirupati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to subdue some atheists. He then visited the temple of Ahobala Nasingha. Purport. Ahobala Nasingha temple is situated in Dakshinatya, in the district of Karnula, within the subdivision of Sarbela. Throughout the whole district, this very famous temple is much appreciated by the people. There are 8 other temples also, and all of them together are called Navanasingha temples. There is much wonderful architecture and artistic engraving work in these temples. However, as stated in the local gazette, the Karnula manual, the work is not complete. So, Siddhanta Saraswati, at a certain stage, he had gone to all these places and met with all the pundits there and read all their shastras. And so he wrote extensive purports in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which, whatever Siddhanta Saraswati did, even hundreds of men couldn't accomplish in lifetimes. He did in a very short time because he was a ray of Vishnu. And if you read all the, many of the times Prabhupada is referring to the Anubhasha of Siddhanta Saraswati, and it also is where he wrote the extensive purports also in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very important things to read. Actually, Prabhupada didn't want even the Chaitanya Bhagavat translated without those purports. So fortunately we have them translated for those of us who are less intelligent. Shri Ranga Kshetra Oilo Ka Vira Tira Shri Ranga Dekia Preme Hoila Ashtira. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the island of Shri Ranga Kshetra on the bank of Kaveri, he visited the temple of Shri Ranganath and was there overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. 108. Trimala bhaktira gare koilo prabhava tahani rahilo prabhu barsha charima. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived at the house of Trimala Bhat for 4 months of the rainy season. Sri Vaishnava Trimala Bhatta Parama Pandit Goshaiyara Panditya Preme Hoela Vishmita. Sri Trimala Bhatta was both a member of the Sri Vaishnav community and a learned scholar. Therefore, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was both a great scholar and great devotee of the Lord, he was very much astonished. Chaturmashataha Prabhu Sri Vaishnirasane Gaila Nritya Gita Krishna Sankirtane. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed the Chaturmasha months with the Sri Vaishnavas singing, chanting the holy name, and dancing. Chaturmasha Ante Puna Dakshina Gaman Paramananda Puri Sahatahaya Milan. After the end of Chaturmasha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued traveling throughout South India. At that time, he met Paramananda Puri. So we know in detail how Lord Chaitanya stayed at the house. Actually, I stayed just at that house too, or across from the house. It's hard to say where the house is, but due to the mercy of Gaura Keshava, in 1984, I tried to sleep in that house, but couldn't sleep. The energy was a little too... I mean, externally I couldn't sleep because that Bhatta, Rangaraj Bhatta, who was the head pujari at that time, a descendant of these Sri Vaishnav, these same head pujaris was in that same house now, 500 years and who knows how long before that. He was snoring so loud that I can, even when we went, I walked about a block away, Radhanath Swami was there too. We were about a block away chanting japa. We could still hear him snoring from a block away. So it gives you an idea what his snoring was like. And the whole house was shaking, I guess something like, you know, Haiti or something, but not quite. But it was a vibrational experience. So, so there's a very high energy place there. And of course, we got to go in the inner place there with so many walls around the Sri Rangam. There are seven different walls. And so we got to stay at that house. Of course, there's a temple across the street of Jagannath, and that may be the actual place. Amazing. Anyone who has a chance to go there, actually, Gaura Keshava stays there, I think, half a year, half out of every year, he stays in Sri Rangam. You can visit him, and he'll give you a little tour, probably. Very wonderful. And we know that Gopal Bhatta, Gopal was a little boy, 7, 8 years old at the time. He became later a great scholar. He helped Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, compose the literature. It is said that Gopal Bhatta, of course, he was in the established at Radharaman Temple. And Prabodhananda Saraswati was his uncle and his guru. He was the brother. There were three brothers, Venkata, Tirumal, and also that Trimala, whatever his name is. And Prabodhananda Saraswati. Prabodhananda Saraswati wrote very important literature that we love to study, the Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Chaitanya Chandramrita, Bhadarasa Sudhaniti, composed many, many famous important books. He's also one of the 8 original gopis. Yes, it's true also, he can do like that. We cannot understand. It's asked, that question has been asked. I guess you can, if you're like such a great, you know, we can't conceive inconceivable personality, you can manifest. Because he's one of the 5 brothers. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that that Bhavananda Roy had his 5 sons, and he is like Pandu, and they're like Pandavas. And of course, Ramananda Roy is one of them. Gopinath Patanayak is one of them. And so they're all Pandavas, and he's Arjuna. So, anything else? Any questions?
No, it would be.
Was it, I mean, how far is it in miles?
Yeah, was it? Well, I was just thinking, because Mother Sachi was comforted that the Lord was staying there, but it seemed like such a long ways away. Why
it seemed like a long way, but then we find that every year they would go there, something like 800 miles, I'm not sure.
And they would travel by
foot. It's a good walk. Yeah, they walk mostly. I guess they had some bullock carts carrying some stuff with them, too. But, you know, they did. It took about usually 2 weeks or more, 2.5 weeks. Because it says that Raghunath Das, when he left his home, it took him 12 days, and he was going very quickly. He wasn't. He ate a few chickpeas once and some milk. He was just zipping along. I don't think they went that fast as he did. And it took him 12 days. So we assume it took them over 2 weeks, you know, 2.5 weeks, sometimes more.
So it must have been reassuring then that he was in one place, so she knew.
And then, yeah, at that time, it wasn't established that devotees were going to come and go, but then they ended up, they came and went every year, so she would hear all the pastimes. And then sometimes Jagadananda would go, or Damodar Pandit would go independently, you know, and they'd have some leela with the Lord, and they would just go. They would stop there, and, you know, it was, she would get news all the time. You know, it's okay. Anything else?
Well, also, if you mentioned that everyone that met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were purified, so even those that didn't recognize him or...
Well, to some degree, they would be purified, obviously. And they were definite demons, but even it's described that this one governor, not Ramchandra Khan governor, another one who was a Muslim and a heavy, heavy drunkard, meat eater, when he heard about Lord Chaitanya, he was so attracted that he put on sannyasi clothes, like incognito, and he went to see the Lord, and then he was just rolling in ecstasy there, and he was saying, well, why was I born a Muslim? I'm Lecha. I should have been born a Hindu. You know, I could have been a I could have been a contender. Anyway. But it's this kind of longing, of course, lala samayi, that we're after. So we wish we were that Muslim drunkard, don't we? He wishes he was Hindu. Anyway, he got to see the Lord. After that, he arranged all those boats when the Lord was going back to Bengal. He arranged all these boats. Crossing the river was dangerous. Anything else? Okay.
Well, why was Srimala Bhatta astonished at Lord Chaitanya's being a scholar and a devotee?
Because generally, they weren't. The devotees were sentimentalists, and the scholars were dry speculators. And he was obviously the culmination of both. So he didn't expect that someone would be so ecstatic and exhibit ecstatic symptoms that no one had ever heard of or seen in the Vedas, and he was familiar with all of them. You know what? So he was, you know, and like just like Sarvabhauma, they were astonished. So at the same time, the Lord, you know, he may not have, I don't know if he'd know, you know, they heard he was Nimai Pandit. They didn't know who he was at the time, at that moment. And then they heard he's Nimai Pandit. Oh, he's Nimai Pandit, the famous, and you know, they didn't even need proof, you know, because Nimai Pandit was so famous, a scholar. But, you know, then he started, of course, he could quote, and he definitely convinced Prabodhananda Saraswati and Gopal Bhatta, like that. And they became great devotees. They were established in love of Ramchandra and the Lord of Vaikuntha, Vishnu, like that, Vishnu worship, especially there. So, and they're Sri Vaishnavas, and they're worshiping in awe and reverence. And this, Lord Chaitanya was asking that Venkata one day, you know, he said, how is it that a whole conversation ensued, that your Lakshmi wants to enter the rasa dance, but we don't find that the gopis are attracted to Narayan. Anyway. So, all glories to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hari Bol.